This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Almost 3,000 homes in Northwest Dallas began losing gas service today after Atmos Energy decided to shut it down to fix failing lines. The move follows last week's house explosion that killed a 12-year-old girl and forced hundreds of evacuations. Residents are on edge. Angelica Salas didn't get an evacuation order, but after one was issued for the apartments next door, she left anyway.
I am concerned if whether or not they are checking everything the way they should check, and for them to call it a safe zone, if it's really, when will it really be a safe zone?
Residents have been wondering that all week. Several gas leaks have been reported, and one may have led to a house exploding on Española Drive. Neighbors say they've been smelling gas for weeks. Atmos Energy crews have been evaluating and repairing gas lines in the neighborhood around Webb Chapel and Northwest Highway. Atmos Energy President and CEO Mike Hafner.
The safety of this community, the safety of our customers, is of our prime importance and our highest priority.
Atmos points to a potential explanation of the leaks. Record rainfall and unusual geology in the neighborhood moved the old underground steel pipes. John Paris is a regional president for Atmos.
We will immediately begin a process with more than 120 contract crews to begin to replace every distribution main in the area, every service line in the area. We'll put all new gas meters in.
Atmos says that may take up to 3 weeks. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says when finished, gas will flow through new pipes made of polyvinyl chloride.
That is more forgiving in situations like this where there's movement. There will be a hardship on people because they won't have their stove, they won't have their heat in their home. But Atmos has assured me that they'll work with all of those situations.
And says Atmos, pick up the cost of all the work and replacements. Officials hope this puts residents at ease, but Itza Jimenez, picking up her first grader from Stephen Foster Elementary, isn't so sure.
Everybody is worried about what's happening. You don't know what's going to happen in the school, and you leave your kid in the school. Worry, is something going to happen? It's not going to happen, or they're going to evacuate the school or something like that.
Parents have been told by Atmos and the district the schools are safe. Even as the pipes in the neighborhood get replaced, the National Transportation Safety Board, which oversees pipelines, is investigating. A preliminary report is due in a month, but the NTSB says the final version may take another 18 months. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.